could be good afternoon or good evening, depending on what time you tune in. It's morning for me. Today is March 12th, 2024. It is 7. Hold on. It is 8:41 for me right now. So, I wanted to come on really quickly and do this podcast because I actually did this last week, but messing around, I hit a button and the whole thing deleted. So we're gonna try this one more time. If it happens again, it's just, it wasn't meant for y'all to get this podcast. But this podcast is gonna be about Drea and Jalen Green, the pregnancy everybody is talking about. And I wanted to give y'all my opinion. Like, I know this girl, and she was like, oh, Drea, if that was my son, oh, Drea would have to see me. Oh, she would have to definitely see me. And I'm like, why? That boy is grown. But I understand that he is not grown, but he's grown, but he's not grown. So, if you're not familiar, Drea is a girl that's a model. I know she used to be on Basketball Wives. I think she has a child with... Okay, so my brief research on Drea. She has... This would be her third child. She has her second child with an NFL player. I don't know his name. I want to say Orlando. Anyway, so she has her second child with a man that played football. And from the looks of the little research that I did, maybe they were really in love. I don't know. But here she is now pregnant by a 21-year-old. And apparently her child is... Like, her oldest child is the same age as her baby daddy. I'm going to let that marinate right there. Like, her oldest child is the same age as her baby daddy. And apparently, or allegedly, Jalen Green is set to have a $300 million contract for basketball. And it's like almost as soon as the ink dried. Is the ink even dry on him just getting a contract and she's pregnant? And I know, child, it's a whole bunch of people have something to say about Drea and this pregnancy. I feel like, yeah, she's definitely wrong for what she did. You know what I mean? It's not pedophilia, but, like, bitch, the shit is weird as fuck, bitch. Like, weird. And then when you, like, it's this picture that I see of her, like, I guess before she got pregnant. Him and her standing somewhere together. That girl looks psychotic in that picture. Like, she looked like she's different in the head. Like, and no tea, no shade. But I don't feel like, my personal opinion is, I don't think the mama should be mad at the son because, like, and I'm just speaking my opinion. And opinions are like assholes. But I feel like if you know you have a son that's playing basketball and he worth $300 million. Like, before he was even worth $300 million, I would have been drilling him on, like, girls, women, gold diggers, ratchets, ghetto birds, classy women, ladies, bitches, hoes. Like, all type of women. Trannies. Transgenders. Like, we would have talked about every fuck thing. So, like, even though he's 21 years old, you can't hold his hand forever, you know? Like, this type of shit happens. It's a horrible, horrible lesson to learn fresh out the gate, but heavy is the head of, you know what I mean? Like, it's a beautiful lesson to learn fresh out the gate. Horrible, but beautiful at the same time, because I bet you now he know them child support checks finna kick your ass. They finna beat up Nick. Like, do you really think Drea is not finna hit your ass over the head for some money? She finna, like, if this really is soon, if even if they still in a relationship, as soon as the relationship ends, if this girl is probably like, bitch, he giving me everything I want right now. The relationship is beautiful. Nigga, let your ass step out of line and she leave you. She probably playing so many puppet strings on him right now that he probably feeling like he really is in love. But baby, you've been got. Like, got him. If got him was a person, nigga, it's you. She got your ass. But the mama, to me, like, I don't understand how this type of thing happens and then you're mad at Drea. Like, how you mad at Drea? Like, if it wasn't Drea, it was gonna be some other girl. If it wasn't some, you know what I mean? It was gonna be somebody else. Like, obviously, he have, okay, sidebar, right? I saw, so I didn't even know, like, I don't watch sports at all. So I don't even know who he was, right? But then I go on, you know, YouTube to do my brief research. And then from, I don't even know what video it was that I saw. But it was in the comments, like, something, it was something about this, we still ain't gonna forget how you went to Pound Town with your teammate. And I was like, what? I don't know what's going on. So I go, I do some more research, you know, and then I see there is at least two different occasions where him and some associates, I'm not even gonna call them friends, some associates were like playing gay, like stuff. Like, the friend was, okay, he was laying on the bed with his legs all the way up to, like, all the way up, like, you know, when people say they gonna have your knees to your shoulders, knees was all the way to the, like, to the shoulders, to the ears. And then the friend was like, yeah, yeah, you know, like, pounding his butt and making, like, these noises, like, you know, like, you know. And they all were laughing, but it was recorded. I don't know the relationship that he have with his family, but it seemed like, to me, it just seemed like his family is doing a big disservice to him. Like, I get it. He's a, you know, he's his own person. He's a star basketball player. But y'all need to get better lawyers or something. Because I'm pretty sure if y'all was, like, he's the type of person where y'all can get this type of stuff, like, completely scrapped off the internet. I don't even know how long ago that happened, but I shouldn't have been able to still pull up that video. You know what I mean? Like, it should have been like, damn, I heard about it, but where's the footage? It's still footage out there of him and his friends playing gay. And there's two videos. I saw two. One was him actually being picked up. Two boys are on. One boy is in the front of him. One boy is in the back of him. And they, like, humping on each other, like, but holding him. And it was just like, I can't even describe the position. I don't even know what position that is. You know, like, a threesome in a fun way, I guess. They were joking in a threesome way. I don't know. But to me, it's like, Of course, these people are not your friends, because what friend would do that to you? You know what I mean? And then it's like, are y'all gay? Because why is y'all playing gay games like that if y'all not gay? Like, it's weird. So, I'm saying all of that to say, this young man probably has a lot on him right now. That right there in itself is embarrassing, you know, to a young man. I don't care if you're gay or straight, if you in the closet or out the closet. I don't feel like that's something you would want out there like that. You know what I mean? I don't, in my personal opinion. I can't speak for other people, but in my opinion, I wouldn't think that that would be something that you would want out there like that. Even if you were gay, I don't think you would want that out there like that. So, can you imagine if you're allegedly not gay or not gay, or I don't even know how to properly say the shit. Like, if you're not gay and if this footage comes out, can you imagine? He's young. So, that right there is a lot on his plate right there in itself. Fast forward to maybe he feeling like he gotta prove his manhood in some way, and he proving it in a big way, I guess, to him, by getting a girl like Drea pregnant, or getting a girl like Drea. But what you don't know, young man, is, bitch, any man with any type of money is gonna get the hottest girls. I mean, you could look like a booger wolf. You could look like the gum on the bottom of a person's shoe that they done try to scrape off of. Like, it don't matter what you look like. Oh, he got that bag? Like, you know what I mean? It could have been any girl. But you chose a 40-year-old. That got a track record of some bullshit, you know? Drea, to me, don't give no fucks what nobody got to say. Drea is taking this all the way to the bank. And who cares? So, I saw this snippet of Drea on Wendy Williams' show. It's like, what was she even doing on the Wendy Williams show to begin with? Which is like, that speaks volumes of, like, I think Wendy Williams' show was struggling at one point with the, like, guests. But, girl, Wendy, we could have just did Hot Topics all day, because I was always there for Hot Topics. Anyway, so Drea was on Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams was like, wasn't there, like, a rumor that you got passed around by some basketball players? Like, they passed you around? And she was like, no. Wendy was like, wasn't it like three guys you were with in one day? And Drea was like, no, I do like space them out. So Drea, number one, Drea got a sense of humor. The girl got a sense of humor. I don't know if it was true or not, if she had a threesome, if she let people pass her around, but she jokingly was like, no, I spaced them out a little bit. So that could have been a little play up on how you space them out. 2 hours, 3 hours a day, 2 days, 3 days. So it could have been true, but the way she answered it was a real clever way of like, it's not true, you know what I mean? But who cares? Like, to me, if Jalen was my son, I would like to think this type of thing wouldn't have happened, because I would have just been drilling him on, like, you know, the crafty, creative, manipulative ways of women. And women can be very manipulative, very crafty, and very conniving in the way that they go about things. Like, and as a man, you have to be smart enough to know, like, women, they gonna use everything. They gonna use their body. They gonna flirt with you. They gonna put their boobs up some type of way. Like, you have to be smart enough to know who you are, strong enough to know how to, like, say no and move around. And if you do fall, I guess, susceptible to the temptation, then you have to know, okay, well, at this point, I want to fuck her. So if you know, okay, I'm going to fuck her, then you have to understand, okay, using a condom, okay, and we're going to take that even a step further. You use the condom, but you make sure that you don't just throw your condom in the trash, because they can go get the condom out the trash, have a turkey baster in their bag, stick it in them, and next thing you know, they're pregnant. If they really want to get pregnant, women will figure out all type of creative ways to get your ass. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he needed to know that type of stuff. And then he needs to know about friendship. Like, who the fuck are these people that can consider themselves your friends or even call themselves your friends and then put you out here like this? I would put him in therapy right now. He would be in therapy. Of course, he's an adult legally, but everybody know, or if you don't know, the brain doesn't fully develop to adulthood or adult thinking or whatever until you're 25. So he don't have the mental capacity to be fucking with no bitch like Drea. But Drea don't give no fucks. He, of course, maybe he had her hanging up in his room, you know, and this is his idol, but you don't know this girl definitely about, like, she was on Basketball Wives. Bitch, that ought to let you know right there in itself. She bought that bag. Almost all of the women on Basketball Wives, except for Tammy Roman, they about their bag. Like, I wouldn't put it past none of the women that's been on Basketball Wives to be that, not as conniving as Drea, but definitely about getting a man for money. Definitely. And how he don't know that. And then it's like, child. Yeah, I feel like his mama, she can, like, the play mad at this moment. But I don't know when he started playing basketball, but as soon as he started playing basketball and he looked like he was kind of good, I would have been telling him since then. And I would have been drilling him since then. Like, it would have been, like, etched in his brain the moment that girl walked up to him. My voice would have been in, like, because we've been doing these drills. For how long? I told you what it was. So, I wouldn't even be mad, because I told you. I've told you several times what it was. You know what I mean? And when it comes to friendship, like, I don't even understand how that happened to him. But it's like, shit, it happened, you know? I would just, I don't know. I know he definitely, I feel like he definitely needs to be seeing a therapist at this point, because I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but I feel like he would need to speak to somebody so that, kind of like a preventative measure, you know, like, okay, this happened, how do you feel about it? And this happened, why do you think it happened? And, like, you know what I mean? I'm not a therapist, but I do feel like he definitely needs to speak to someone, because it's almost a target on his back at this point. I think Drea is the worst, the least, like, to me, Drea is the least of his problems. There's other bitches out here, you know what I mean? Like, if there's a bitch that want to get his ass, they gonna get his ass, because he looks like an easy ass target. And that's what I mean. Like, I don't even know him, but I would think to be worth that much for basketball, he gotta have some type of thick skin. He gotta be competitive some type of way. He gotta be good. Obviously, he getting a lot of money, but weak when it comes to women. or relationships and friendships. And that right there needs to be strengthened. And that right there needs to be talked about. Like, I wouldn't be mad at them, though. I wouldn't be mad at him. I wouldn't be mad at all, because it's a lesson that he gonna have to learn. Go get tested for all STDs. Long as you ain't got nothing, bring that baby in the world with just pure love, and surround that baby with a whole bunch of love and affection, you know, and move on. Because shit, it's just money. Can't take it with you anyway. So yeah, give Drea whatever Drea finna get. You learned that lesson. Move on in life. And the mama probably can't stand Drea ass, but Drea is a catalyst for teaching your son a huge ass lesson that he needed to learn right now. The ink probably just not drying on your contract, and you learning a big ass lesson in front of the whole world. If it was not Drea, he probably would not have learned the lesson that he needed to learn. And he needed to learn that lesson now, because he didn't learn it when it came to friends. He didn't learn it when it came to, like, friendship, because how many videos is out there of you? So you ain't learned that lesson. So you had to learn it another way with Drea ass. You know, that's how I feel. Like, I wouldn't be... Drea, people can judge her all day long, but I feel like there's a lot of people judging her because it ain't them at the same time, too. But it wouldn't be me. I wouldn't give a damn how much money he had. I'm not sleeping with no child that's the same age as my child. Like, that right there, I couldn't even get aroused for some shit like that. But like I said, if you see that picture of Drea and him and her standing next to each other, I think she had on like a purple workout looking outfit. She looks psychotic in the head in that picture. That girl looks psychotic. So I would put both of them in therapy. I would put Drea in psychiatry, and I would put Jalen in therapy. But they both need to talk to somebody. And it's not just this child that she's doing it to. She's doing it to her other kids as well, because they getting dragged in this as well. Because it's like, oh, she got 3 kids. So now people talking about you and all. Like, to me, Drea don't give no fucks. And that right there is the problem. And if she don't see it as a problem, that's even more of a problem. Like, girl, you borderline a pedophile in this bitch. You is a pedophile to some people at this point, because you damn near slept with your child. And I know people would like to bring up how Stella got her groove back, but if you really think of it, when's their mama met her, what she said to her? Are you American women that just that desperate that you have to go and date men half your age? What could you possibly want with my baby? And Stella was like, he's not a baby. And then she looked her ass in the face, well, he's my baby. And then it was like, you had to know in that moment, like, he's still a baby. And then when they got into their relationship, right, every chance she got, you could see in that, just in that movie, how Stella was controlling him on so many ways. And then if he did one thing, she always brought up his age. You eating Lucky Charms in the bed. You want to sit up and watch cartoons. But it's like, baby, you chose to go and date somebody fresh out of kindergarten. Don't get upset when they start acting like they fresh out of kindergarten. You know what I mean? And he need to, if he was my son, I would pull, I'm done, y'all. If he was my son, I would just pull him to the side and I'd be like, let me let you know what you dealing with. You know what I mean? So you, if this was what you choosing, that's fine. But I'm going to teach you as much as I can teach you as your, like, if I was his mom, as your mom. So you furthermore don't get manipulated out here. You know what I mean? And I would definitely, he would have to sit down with a financial something. But at the same time, if he wouldn't, if he would not or did not want my help or me, like, giving him my opinion, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Because you feel like you grown. You legally are grown. Go figure it out. You want to learn your lessons on your own, go learn them. I'll be here if you need my advice going forward or whatever. But, like, I wouldn't stop my child from learning whatever lesson life had for him. Because I feel like when you do that, you cripple your kids. And you can't be with your kids forever. You know what I mean? It's just inevitable. They're going to have to learn something regardless on their own. So, what better way to let them learn but to let them learn while you still living? You know what I mean? So, I would let him figure it out on his own. But I would tell him as many times as I could, as many times as he would listen, I would tell him, this bitch might really manipulate your ass. And she might really, really, she definitely already got a bag off of you. Don't let her take your dick and put it in her purse. You know what I mean? Like, have a brain, have a mind, have a something. But don't let your penis rule and ruin your life. You have to have, all men need to have some type of sexual control over themselves. And the fact that they keep telling men to get out here and sow y'all royal oaks lets y'all know how much, like, the system is corrupt. And a whole lot of y'all men really be feeling like y'all can go out here and have sex with 5 women in one day and it's just okay. But none of y'all be really even talking about soul ties and the fuck shit that go along with you just spreading yourself out here sexually. Like, it's a whole lot of people that they, I don't know, just naive to quite a bit of things, especially when it comes to sexual intercourse. And I feel like a lot of young people need to, like, be sat down by some older people to let them know. But I think a lot of older people just letting people learn on their own. But my thing is, it's okay to let these young people learn on their own after you done told them some real shit. But, like, I'm not gonna let my child learn on their own. I'm gonna tell you as much as I can. I'm gonna drill it in you as much as I can. I'm gonna give you my real life scenarios so you can see, look, how many times I've been a dumbass and how many times I've had to learn some shit on my own in life. So you don't have to do that dumb shit that I've been through. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a single mother, so, like, I drill that in my child. Like, if you grow up to fuck multiple men and you become a single mother and you sit up and you see how hard it is to be a single mother, that's on you. You know, but I drill that in. Like, if I had a son, I would tell my son the same thing I would tell my daughter. Wait till you get married. Because sex is not something that you learn on Pornhub. Like, you don't learn intimacy on TV. You don't learn intimacy from watching movies. Like, it's so many things. Anyway, last but not least, my opinion is Drea, hell yeah, Drea's wrong. It's fucked up what she did. But the boy had to learn. And he had to learn to this magnitude. Because if he didn't have to learn to this magnitude, it wouldn't happen. She wouldn't have got pregnant. And then it wouldn't have, You know what I mean? Anyway, it was a lesson he had to learn. And I don't feel like his mama should be mad. I mean, I know she definitely have a right to be mad. But at this point, you can't be mad because the baby is coming. The baby already gonna have so much shit going against the baby, because look how many people talking about the mama and the daddy, the whole fucked up situation. It's a fucked up situation all the way around. Let's not like let the baby marinate in the fuck shit. You know, at this point, I would have to figure out a way to make it better or something. I don't know, but Drea, to me, I know she don't care what nobody thinks at this point. Drea is definitely secure. But my thing is, you already had an NFL player. Didn't you secure the bag already? Like, with the second baby daddy? Like, and my thing is, it really don't matter if she got over on this boy. If she don't figure out a way to, like, keep money coming in to the point where, look, this baby gonna grow up and turn 18, 19, 20, 21. And then what happens to the bag then? Like, you don't have no way to get money from him no more after the baby gets 19, 20, 21, right? So, at that point, she'll be, what, about 60, 50, 60? If she don't figure out a way to put money aside or figure out a way to have money to let that money generate money for her, she's still gonna be in the same boat in 20 years. So in 20 years, if she still look as good as she look, you damn right Drea gonna get another bitch. Cause if y'all dumbass niggas don't figure it out, it is man, please. If you too dumb to figure it out, she's sexy enough to get over on your ass, on however many men she want to get over on, and live rent-free for 20 years. But after that, bitch, you probably be out here looking like Rick Ross' baby mama, yelling at everybody, looking crazy online, talking about pay this, pay that. You don't want to pay it, pay this, pay that. You know, once your child get to a certain age, the gravy train is gonna stop. So you have to figure out, like, I don't understand how you got a bag off of one. Like, I know she got a bag off of the second baby daddy because he was a football player. So I don't understand why you need so many bags to go and get over on this little boy, right? And it's like, what type of shit? Like, I just don't get it. And then it's like, y'all, not y'all, but like, this bitch get over on this little boy. But karma is a real bitch. And that bitch is, I mean, that is a badass motherfucker. Do you understand me? So, it would behoove you to figure out some type of financial literacy for yourself, because who knows what you're going to look like in 20 years. You know what I mean? It would only be smart for you to figure out how to get some money off of this money that you figured out a way to get. You know, you fucked your way into this one. So now you got a bag. Now, okay, you got a bag. How you gonna keep it? Like, you gotta figure out a way to get some business going for yourself so that you can generate an income after the 20 years. Or yes, bitch, you gonna be Tia running around on social media talking about paying for college. No tea, no shade. I hate to bring her ass into it, bitch. Don't come for me, bitch. I'm just a random hoe speaking my opinion, bitch. But that's, I'm done, but I'm just saying, like, these people be getting to an amount of money that the average person will probably never even see in their entire lives. In a couple of months, they, like, I'm just saying, if I was one of these women, right, and I was able to get, let's say, $100,000 a year, right? Just $100,000 a year. Bitch, do you know the amount of shit that I would be able to get for my life going with $100,000 a year? I would start 2 businesses per year. At least 2. To figure out a way to keep their money coming in. But these women, they don't even have the mental capacity. They only know, like, when you the type of person that is manipulative, or like you the type of person that gets over on people, like, that's your lifestyle, that's your mindset, that's all you know. That's all you know how to do, because that's who you are. That's who you think you are. You know what I mean? It's like you don't figure out a way to get it on your own. It's so many women that feel like they have to get it from men. And that's the sad part. Like, it's so sad that we in 2024, we see Rihanna is a billionaire. Beyonce over there trying to be a billionaire. I think Taylor Swift is a billionaire, or trying to be a billionaire. We got so many women out here doing phenomenal things that it don't make no sense to still be a woman out here trying to get to a bag on your back, becoming a baby mama. Like, that right there is sad in itself. You know what I mean? And Dre don't give a fuck, because that's her mindset. So, God bless her. God bless the baby. It's a fucked up situation. But if it wasn't Dre, it was going to be another bitch. I mean, that's just what it is. That's how I feel. Anyway, don't forget to follow this podcast on the X and Instagram. On Instagram, it's _the_tea_of_life_. And I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace. Peace. In another vein, I wanted to add, I mean, I already said, like, to me, it's kind of pathetic to live your life kind of depending on a man. And I know, no offense, no tea, no shade to any at-home mothers, or what is it called? Housewives. No tea, no shade to any housewife. But I feel like in 2024, right, even if you are a housewife with a man that is a billionaire, at the end of the day, a man can decide at any point, you know what, I don't want to be with you no more. It's over. If you got a prenup, you get whatever your money is and you go about your business, right? Just like it, what was Michael Jordan's ex-wife, who knows how much money she walked away with. But yeah, it's women that's walking away from these men, living the rest of their life. They set for life. And that's their business, right? No tea, no problem. Get it how you live, right? But to me, in my personal opinion, you still have to figure out a way. Like, even if you marry a man that's a billionaire, you walk off with, hell, if you walk off with $5 million, he, okay, you got that one, you got over, right? But if you spend through that $5 million that you was awarded from the court, what you gonna be doing? Looking for another man to live off of. When you can figure out a way to start some businesses to generate an income. To me, it's just sad to be a woman in 2024 trying to live off of anything that it's not you. To me, that's just my opinion. And I know it's women all over the world that is going to manipulate and get over on me. And that's just the world we live in. But I don't, like, you have so many women. I mean, young women, older women, big women, small women, short women, fat women, ugly women, all kind of women. They have figured out a way to sustain themselves without a man. That, to me, to be still in 2024, figuring out ways to get over and manipulate men is sad to me. Like, it's really sad to me, you know what I mean? But I don't judge nobody. It's men out here doing it, just like it's women out here doing it. You know what I mean? So, I feel like, and I'm done, this boy, Jalen, got the biggest blessing fresh out the gate of his career by getting a person like Drea pregnant. Because I hope he done learned his lesson with this one. But if not, it's gonna be another woman that's gonna come and get more money. And if he don't figure out who he is, like, if he don't know, if you, like, Jalen, if you don't know you are the golden goose, who the fuck is gonna tell you, baby? And if you don't carry yourself like that, it's not even just women that's gonna get over on you. It's your friends. It's your family members. Why your mama so mad that Drea got over on your ass? Because I'm pretty sure the mama wants some money too. And this is so many levels to this stuff. Because it's parents that live off of their kids. It's kids that live off of their parents. But God bless the child that has his own. And I'm not sitting up here saying I got my whole life together. But, bitch, I'm working towards it every goddamn day. And I don't, even though I don't have my life where I want my life to be, I don't figure out a way to manipulate and get over on men. Do you know how many times I've had the opportunity to do that? And so many men out here that want to be used. They love to be used. They will bend over backwards. Do you need anything? And I wasn't raised like that. I was raised, you don't take nothing from no man. Not even my cousins. I remember I was going to the ice cream truck one time, right in front of my grandma's house. And my cousin, I think I was asking my cousin for money, or my cousin was about to give me some money. This is a male cousin too. And my grandma pulled me to the side. I bet not ever see you. I probably was the one asking for money. It was probably me. But my grandma put me to the side and was like, I better not ever catch you asking no man for no money. I don't give a fuck who it is. My grandma don't talk like that, though. My grandma would probably be like, you better mind. I better not catch you. Catch, you know, that's, you know. But that's my thing. It's like, people nowadays, they raised by people who don't know nothing but getting over on people. So that's all they know. And you can't fault people like that. Just like you can't fault Drea, because that's probably how she was raised. I'm pretty sure if you go down the lineage of Drea, her mama or her daddy, or her mama and her daddy was probably the exact same way. Her daddy probably was, who knows? I don't know. That ain't my business. But all I'm saying is, it's on so many levels. There are people that will get over on you, manipulate you, use you out your money, guilt trip you into all kind of things if you ain't careful. It behooves each and every one of us to use emotional intelligence and not be manipulated on any level, because it can, if it's not Drea, if our person don't show up in the form of a Drea, it's gonna show up in the form of a friend or a family member or this or that. So it's so many lessons in this Drea and Jalen Green thing that we can all learn from it. Whether Drea is wrong, whether Jalen is wrong, whether his mama is mad, what, it don't matter what it is. Just figure out, okay, how do I cross my T's and dot my I's in my life so that does not happen to me. You get what I'm saying? Y'all, don't forget to share this podcast, because I be giving y'all some beautiful golden nuggets. I don't know if y'all take them. I don't know if y'all absorb them. I don't know if you sit there and marinate and let it get into your spirit. But I really do be giving y'all some really phenomenal nuggets. Share this podcast, y'all, with your friends and family members. If y'all on a road trip, let's just marathon the tea of life, okay? I wish I had some music I could have playing in the background, but I'm pretty sure if I did, they would not allow it. So, I mean, play it with your friends and family members. Follow this podcast on the X and Instagram at _the_tea_of_life_. I think it's just the tea of life on the X. Peace.